I'm Dan Klefstad. Illinois is suing e-cigarette maker Juul Labs for allegedly targeting its products to minors and misleading the public. Juul faces scrutiny from lawmakers and regulators across the country and has pledged to stop TV and print marketing campaigns. But Attorney General Kwame Raoul says that's not enough.
Even if some companies are purporting to make efforts to self-correct, the cat's already out of the bag. Minors and young adults are already hooked, and they're passing it on to the next generation.
Raoul says Juul misrepresented how much nicotine its vaping cartridges contained and made sleek sales pitches directly to teenagers via social media. The lawsuit was filed Thursday in Cook County District Court. It demands the company pay a $50,000 fine for each of the variety of deceptive acts it allegedly committed, and to stop its marketing practices entirely. The case will have its first hearing in April. In other news, Governor J.B. Pritzker is spending $5 million to support a graduated income tax for Illinois. Brian Mackey reports it's the first reported contribution in what's expected to be an expensive fight over the state's tax policy.
Next fall, voters will decide whether to end the Illinois Constitution's requirement that the income tax be flat, where everyone pays the same rate. Pritzker's advocating for a change that would result in higher taxes on income over $250,000. Because voters have the final say, the Democratic governor and his Republican opponents are expected to spend a great deal of money on persuasion.
Look, it was important to me to step up and support something that I've been talking about since day one of my campaign, something that I think is very important for the state.
The group on the other side of the issue has not yet reported any contributions. I'm Brian Mackey.
A new study finds people living near a suburban Chicago medical equipment sterilization facility face higher cancer risks from air pollution. The Chicago Tribune reports the University of Illinois study says participants who lived near the Medline Industries plant in Waukegan had higher levels of the cancer-causing chemical ethylene oxide in their blood than those who lived farther away. Susan Buchanan, who oversaw the study, says facilities that emit such dangerous chemicals should not be located near populated areas. A Medline spokesman said no conclusions can be drawn from the limited study. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. There's not much time left for Illinoisans to sign up for medical coverage from the Affordable Care Act Health Insurance Marketplace for 2020. After Sunday, Marketplace plans won't be available unless a person has a qualifying life event, like getting married or losing employer-based health care. Executive Director of Get Covered Illinois, Laura Pelican, says Illinoisans can shop a plan online, and that's where they can also access free help from an application counselor.
When they go to make an appointment, they can type in their zip code, and it'll bring up a list of agencies in their local area, along with the phone numbers. So they can call those places, or they can call the main number for assistance, which is 800-318-2596.
As of last Saturday, about 112,000 Illinoisans had already selected a marketplace plan for 2020. Two not-for-profit healthcare organizations in Southern Illinois are joining forces. WSIU's Brad Palmer has more.
Centerstone and Fellowship House of Anna announced Thursday they are aligning their services effective next month. Fellowship House serves those experiencing substance use disorders and related problems. CEO Mickey Finch says the two organizations will complement each other.
We have a detox, medically monitored, and a residential rehabilitation program, and they have other substance use disorder programs like the MAT program, and they have an outpatient, and then they've got some case management. They've also got a lot of mental health things that we could possibly utilize.
That's WSIU's Brad Palmer reporting. I'm Jennifer Fuller.